In this bulletin, Cardinal George Pell's appeal of his conviction for historical child sexual offences fails, Australia to send military power to the Middle East, and Australia's Steve Smith pulled out of cricket's third Ashes test due to concussion. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Cardinal George Pell will be stripped of his Order of Australia award after losing an appeal against his child sex abuse conviction. He will remain in prison. Pell was convicted in December of five charges over the rape of one 13-year-old choir boy and sexual assault of another in Melbourne in 1996. He was sentenced in March to 6 years in prison to serve 3 years and 8 months before becoming eligible for parole. Chief Justice Anne Ferguson delivered the verdict, which was reached by a majority of 2-1.
He will continue to serve his sentence of 6 years imprisonment. He will remain eligible to apply for parole after he has served 3 years and 8 months of his sentence. Whether Cardinal Pell will be released on parole will be a matter for the Adult Parole Board, not the courts.
Pell has 28 days to appeal the latest ruling. The 78-year-old was once the Vatican's third-ranking official. Advocates for survivors of child sexual abuse have welcomed the verdict. Vivian Waller is a lawyer for the complainant in the case against Pell. She read a statement from him outside the court.
It is 4 years since I reported to the police. The criminal process has been stressful. The journey has taken me to places that, in my darkest moments, I feared I would not return from. There are a lot of checks and balances in the criminal justice system, and the appeals process is one of them. I just hope that it is all over now.
And anyone seeking information or support relating to child sexual assault can contact Bravehearts on 1800 272 831 or Blue Knot on 1300 657 380. Australia is set to send troops, planes and warships to help guard the Strait of Hormuz in the Middle East. It comes after the United States and Britain both asked Australia to protect shipping in the Strait, which is one of the world's most strategic shipping lanes. Between 15 and 16% of crude oil and 25 to 30% of refined oil destined for Australia transits through the Strait. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia will make what he's termed a modest and time-limited contribution to protect freedom of navigation in the area.
The government has decided that it is in Australia's national interests to work with our international partners to contribute to an international maritime security mission known as the International Maritime Security Construct in the Middle East.
The percentage of Australians with basic hospital cover has dropped to 44.2%, its lowest level since 2007. The latest Australian Prudential Regulation Authority data shows that's a whole percentage point lower than the same time last year, and the equivalent of 28,000 people dumping their cover since March. The data also shows Australians are paying an average of $315 in out-of-pocket expenses every time they go to the hospital. In cricket, Australia's Steve Smith has been ruled out of the third Ashes test due to concussion. Smith was hit in the neck by a fast delivery from English bowler Jofra Archer during the second test at Lord's. Smith initially passed a concussion test and was later allowed to return to the field, but his condition worsened the following day. He was replaced in the second innings by Manus Labuschagne, under international cricket's new concussion sub-rule. Australian co-vice-captain Travis Head says the team can still win without Smith.
So I think we got guys that are in form. I think it showed without, obviously, Steve that we're able to still get the job done, which is a positive. But we know that we've got all the guys in form, guys that are playing well. I think we've got the batting in the sheds that can do the job.
And now look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 23. Adelaide, showers, 15. Melbourne, much the same, 16. Hobart, showers and windy, 11. Canberra, windy and partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, windy and mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, but 21. Newcastle, sunny and windy, 22. Brisbane, sunny and 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.